Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Today is Friday, October the 5th, 2012. First of all, I would like to welcome all the brothers, the sisters, old and new, who are present for today's meditation session. And according to our schedule, every first Friday of the month, we do the chanting, a short chanting, and the five mindfulness, the reciting of the five mindfulness trainings. As I mentioned earlier, every time when we do the chanting or the recitation of the precepts, it is the opportunity for all of us to reflect. Sometimes in our daily life, there are so many negative things that arise in our mind. So that's very good that once a while we should do the chanting regularly and the recitation regularly, so we have the positive reflecting. How you been? Good? I'm very happy to see the successful of the last week retreat. I hope the brothers and the sisters enjoy the retreat together in Westlock Meditation Center. We hope that in the future we can have more retreat like that, and we try our best to announce ahead of time so you all can have opportunity to attend. There was a man who came to see the Buddha, and he asked the Buddha, "Dear Buddha, I want happiness." That is something he wants to ask the Buddha. "I want happiness." And the Buddha replied, the Buddha said, "First, remove I, that is ego. Then remove want, that is desire. And you will left with happiness." Is that a very cute and beautiful way teaching of the Buddha? In our daily life, we used to have these two words together, "I want." And because "I want," even we want happiness, but we still don't have happiness. Because we identify the word "I" and "want" in a different way. We see "I" in different way. We see "wanting" in a different way. That is the way of negative, in a negative way. That's why happiness is not possible. Example, when we say, "I am a doctor, I am a lawyer, I am super, I am number one," And if something touched that eye, we disagree. If something, you know, touched our position, we disagree. Because we used to identify, we are the name, we are the position, we are the house. If somebody touched our house accidentally, why you touch my house? So we never see, because we used to identify we are that. That's why we are not happy at all. Let's say if somebody call our name and blame us, we will say, why you call my name and you blame me? Why you swear at me? And because we are identified, we are the name. We are not we are. We are not who we are, but we are the name. And we suffer because of the name a lot. We suffer because of the position. I am the president, but accidentally someone introduced my position in the wrong way. Let's say we say I would like to introduce Mr. something is the vice president of that association, and he will grab the microphone and he say, I would like to make the correction, I am the president, not the vice president, etc. Because we did not free, we are not liberate from who we are. Because we think we are that position. But actually, that position is fake. It's not real. The position that we are sitting there, we are holding that position because someone's voting for us. Without their vote, we are not there. So we should remember the position we are holding is given to us by someone. It's not us. But we think we are that position. And because nothing impermanent, that's why it's our turn. Somebody ahead of us, they move and we are replaced. Then remember, we will not there forever. We also will be replaced by someone. And if we can see that, we are more freedom. We are more happy because we don't attach to any position and we don't attach to what we are. We can be we are the cloud, we are the water. I like one of the poems written by a Zen master. I am nothing, but I am everything. Because if we are able to see we are nothing, then whatever position, whatever name we call us, we are still happy. For example, if you know that I am Thai, when you step in the temple, you meet me and you will join your palm and say, hello Thai. Or I'm walking and you want to call me, you say, Thai, I need you for something. But if someone who did not, who am I, they may call, hey you. Then hey you or Thai is the same, as long as you know that they need something. And if you don't ask, hey, why you call me hey you, I'm not you. Example. I am nothing, but I am everything. You know, people used to call me the abbot. But actually, what is the abbot? The abbot is the same as a server. I am a servant. Someday I need to go in the kitchen to help cook, to do dishwashing. I clean the toilet, I do everything. So because I'm not attached to the position that I am the abbot, so I can be present any position, any places in the monastery. I don't have to sit in the office all day. It's so boring. You are the father, but sometimes you can be a a friend of your son, a friend of your daughter. You can crawl down and play with your kids. Not a problem. You are the father, but you also can be the mother. You can heat the milk for your daughter. And you can hold your baby and feeding your baby like a mother. But while you are feeding like that, all your love, all your attention, all your care go along with the bottle of milk. Why not? It's lovely. It's beautiful. Do not think that I am a man. I cannot cook. No. A man can cook. A lady can use a hammer. I have, we have a lady here. Do you know Hang? She's a handy lady. She can use hammer, she can do flowers, she can arrange, she can do a lot of things. And we should practice like that. When we come to the temple, when we come to a society, a monastery, it's time to eat, let's eat. A lot of work, we can help. Not a problem. I have a Vietnamese doctor in our community. He is a doctor, but when he comes to the monastery, you cannot recognize he is a doctor. He jumps in the kitchen, he walks around and he helps the ladies, he serves food, he does a lot of things. He brings food around to serve people. Why? Because that doctor, he liberated from the title, who he was. Because he knows the title is only temporary. If we do something illegal, we can lose our degree. We can lose our certificate. So the doctor is only a piece of paper. The degree is only a piece of paper. We have to have a diploma, a degree that no one can give us. The degree, the diploma that someone can give us is only a piece of paper. And because the word doctor right there and we call it. So the Buddha said, if you want happiness, first of all, you need to remove the word I. That's his ego. You know, empty pockets teach you million things. But a full pocket spoil you in million ways. Because if we are empty, we can learn a lot. If we are too full, we cannot learn. And sometimes, the one who have full pockets of money can, then that money can spoil that person easily. So I like the quote, empty pocket teaches you million ways. Full pockets spoils you in million ways. You can learn million things if you are an empty vessel. Because when we have an ego in us, we never open our heart to learn. As a wife, as a husband, how come we cannot talk together in a very pleasant way? Because each of us, we protect our ego in different way. I am like that. If you accept me, go ahead. You can stay with me. If you not, you can go. If we have that kind of thinking, we will be very lonely because none of the person able to stay with the one who have a very high ego like that. In this way, we never think we have to under anyone, but we have the respect. The respect is one of the ways to help us to reduce what we call the self, the ego. That's why in Buddhism we have the tradition to join our palm and bow. Bowing is nothing wrong. This is the way to show our respect and our humble. In Vietnamese tradition, when a couple get married, and after they bow to their ancestors to show their gratitude, to show their respect, the groom and the bride will facing together and bow each other once. I respect you as a friend on my path, and you also respect me as a friend on the path. So therefore, even husband and wife, we never dare to say, you know, hard things to hurt each other. We do not dare to bully anyone. But we have the respect and the humble. When we bow to the Buddha, bow deeply. And before, this is how we bow. You join your palm like this, and before you make the touching the earth, you put your hands on the forehead, and then you put down. You want to come to the very high position. First of all, you need to lower yourself down. When you're able to lower yourself down, you achieve a very high position, the position of no self, the position of liberation. I am nothing, but you see, I am everything. The cloud is very happy because when it's a piece of cloud, sometimes it falls down as rain, become the river, the water in the tea, the water in the coffee, the water in the soup, no problem. I am the water. And if we live in the community, we see that I am the community. Then what happened? We will more mindful before we speak, before we act, because that will affect the community. Young people in our society used to say, I am old enough to have my own life. My life is nothing related to the parents. They used to say that. And that is a mistake. I have met a young monk last week. And when we have a talk together, and this is what he shared with me. He said that, Thầy, when I was a teenager, before I become a monk, I really hate the term, if you are happy, your family happy. If you are suffer, your family suffer. He told me he hate that kind of thing. He hate that kind of saying. One day, he lived after he ordained, and he lived in the community. And one of the monks had accident. The temple pay a lot for the hospital, for the treatment, and lot of people have to, you know, take turn to take care for this young monk. He awake from that. He enlightenment. Now he can see. You are part of the community. You are the community. If you happy, the community happy. See? If you have accident, that young monk have accident, the temple need to pay for the hospital. Everybody have to spend their time and support. He enlightenment from what is the reality. One day I told my young students, each of you are Thai's body parts. Some of you are my eyes, One of you can be my ear, one of you can be my hands, my heart, my lung. Each of you are my body part. So if each of you, one of you, have problem, that means one of my body part not feeling well and is always related. If the heart is not feeling well, then all the system in the body also affect. If the blood does not circulate well, I have headache because the blood cannot circulate. So many things like that. And with our meditation, with our reflecting, we are unable to see that. And if we need to see further, if we do not respect each other, for example, between husband and wife, we swear a lot, we say a lot of bad things in front of our kids. Why? Because when the anger is full of its embrace ourselves, we are unable to see what is need to say, what is not need to say. We directly teach our children so many bad words. So the angry, why we angry? Because of the self. Because somebody touched us. And we think that we have, you know, that person is harassed us. That person suffers us. That's why we explode. We try to protect ourselves. Sometimes the two person, they have problem. They come to share with someone. Mostly, most of the time, they will say good parts about them. And if we are not mindful enough to listen to find the way to listen to the second person, only listening by listening to the first person, we have the conclusion we may have a wrong perception. We may have a mistake on helping people to solve the problem. That is one of my mistakes. I have experience about that. One day there's a couple, they have problem, and I only hear the wife. I never have a chance to talk to the husband. And I have talked to the husband to share and try to calm the husband. Now he have a chance to send me his the other way, the other fact of the story, the other side of the story. Then I realize, if we listen to something, if we reflect on something, we don't reflect on the full size, we may cause mistake while we convince or encourage or advise people. And you know, in our society, even in our family, why we have a lot of conflicts, why we have a lot of problems, a lot of arguments, because we did not see that we are part of the family, and we did not see that we are nothing, because we always see that, you know, we are something. And that's why a lot of argument. Sometimes we think we know enough, and we never try to listen to anyone. And the Buddha gave an example about the four different kinds of clay vessel. The Buddha said, the first vessel, it has hole at the bottom of it. That's why any water you pour in never hold back. Same thing. Somebody empty like that, they will never listen, because they are the vessel that have the hole. any words that you pour in come out. And the second vessel has a crack. It can hold the water, but not much. Slowly, it vanishes. This kind of people, easy to forget. They listen, but they always forget. We have this kind of people in life. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. And whatever we say, they always say, yes, I know it. But actually, they know nothing. I know everything, and that is why nothing I know. I know everything. And the third person, the Buddha said, is like a vessel that had full of water. What does that mean? Nothing can pour in because it's full, it will spill out. Hopefully we are the fourth one, the empty vessel. And if we are completely empty, we can learn and we can listen a lot. So try to be an empty vessel. And if we are an empty vessel, we can learn a lot. Sometimes anything that people repeat is old. But you know, each of the monk, each of the teacher can express, can explain, and can describe it in different way. Who knows? We may learn something new in the old story. There is an old book, but if you read once, you only receive that much message. But if you go back and you read second time, you find out different message. The more you read it, the more it informs you and it gives you a lot of understanding, wider, deeper, more details. I have the habit of reading books. I like to collect books. But you know, I don't read them all. But any book that I have, I used to go over first the contents of the book, the index of the book. I go over all the title and I will read the chapter that interests me the most. And because that will make me interesting about the book before I can read the whole book. Or I will memorize all the index in that book. Maybe I don't read it, but I know what is this book about. I will put back in myself. But when I need to research, I remember in that book have mentioned of what is something that I want to know now. And that is how I read book. So if we are empty, we can learn more. And you know, in Buddhist practice, only the bowing is already the practice of letting go of ourself, letting go of our ego. Here, you join your palms, symbolize for concentration, wholeheartedly. And then you put the hand on the forehead, it means you vow to receive the high achievement. First of all, you want that. Yes, because you want that, that's why you will pull down everything. Let go, the hand come down. And the whole body totally down on earth and touch the forehead on the earth. I am letting myself. And when you go down to earth, you open your hands. As symbolized for open your heart, open your mind. When you're able to open to people, you will receive, because life is an ego. What you go give, you receive. There's a young man who never believed in cause and effect. The father brought him to the mountain and stand on the area that he can yell. Now you can yell, I love you. And after he said, I love you, and he hear back the echo, I love you. The father said, now you can change. I hate you. And the ego go back, I hate you. The father taught him, you see, life is an ego. What you have said is will come back. To love other, to pay attention to someone's feeling, emotional, it's also the way to let go of ourselves. It's the way to help us to reduce or to minimize what we call self, ego. Sometimes when we talk, we never attention to someone's feeling around us. As long as we're happy with what we said. And that is not the practice. And that does not show our love. Even when we want to joke, we need to look around to see, is this joke appropriate at this same, at the right time? Because even a joke, but this joke can bother someone here. It may affect somebody's here. It's very important. So make sure, as a mindfulness practitioner, before we say something, we need to reflect, to see, to realize the feeling of others. So pay attention to others. It shows your love, and it shows that you don't live for yourself anymore, but now you know how to live for others. Last week, the two nuns, do you remember the two nuns? And while we have a sharing together, and they asked me, Thay, I see you work a lot. You sleep less, you eat not much, but how come you still look okay? Is there any trick? And I said, no, I don't have any trick. But my trick is, I'm happy when I do things for others. When I'm able to do something for others, I'm very happy. Last night, about 2 in the morning, there was a man, a young man, who called me and share. And there is another line. And I remember the man in the state, he said, Thay, it's 2 o'clock now, it's not 8 in the morning. How come you work so early? He just teasing me. He said, you know, I work. But I know. I said, no, I have to answer this phone because this young man, he have family problem. I need to talk to him. Even a little bit tired, but I know. After my short sharing, even I cannot do anything for him. But at least he feel that somebody have understand his feelings. You know, sometimes in this life, that's all we need. Sometimes nobody can help us, but at least somebody can understand us. And if you try to understand someone, you practice that, you put yourself in the position of that person. And now, you will be more humble. You increase your love. You are more happy, more understanding, more insight, more accept. If you're able to put yourself in someone's position, respecting other, to be humble, pay attention to someone, accept, more happy. So because you try to minimize the word I, the word ego, as small as we can. The desire in life is something very normal for human. We all have a desire. And there is nothing wrong to have a desire. But remember, we need to reflect what kind of desire we have. There are some positive desires. There are some negative desires. For example, I desire to rebuild the breaking in my family. That's a good desire. Because it's already broke. You want to rebuild. You want to fix. So please do not hate yourself. Do not hate this life. Do not ruin your life. You can renew if you know how to use your energy, your youth, your time right. We use pencil to write when we are a child, when we are small. When we grow up as an adult, we used to use pen. Do you know why? Because the pencil can erase. Same thing. Mistake can be erased, can be fixed when we are a child. But when we get older and older, hard to correct. Old doesn't mean based on the age, but old here is based on how strong of our negative habit. Somebody, they are very young, but they have a very strong and thick negative habit. Somebody, they're very old, but they're very easy to correct and willing to accept the correction. So in our practice, in our view, the mindfulness viewing, we don't base on the age, you are 20, 30, 50, but we base on the mind, the intent. Are we willing to correct? A happy monk doesn't mean only youth, young monk. A happy monastic can be 80 years old, 90 years old. She can live innocently, happily. You meet the nun downstairs, 88 years old, always smile. Why? Because in her, she never intake anything. Everything come, she looks so simple. No problem, we can fix this. Sometimes we're so serious a thing, we're unable to help. You know, it's a very nice way if someone accidentally, they break a glass. And we used to have the habit, you in the debt. You break this glass, this is Thai's beloved glass. Don't worry. It's only a thing. When someone breaks something in the kitchen, you know what I say? Flower blooming. Flower blooming. Chinese people used to say that. The flower blooms, you get rich. Why? We try to reduce the frightened, the scary in someone's heart. When the Vietnamese senior home just opened, grand opening, and a lot of senior, they move in. And they never remember, you know, to turn off the stove. And there's a lady who tried to reheat the soup. And while waiting for the soup to get heat, she go downstairs and get the ladder. She opened the mailbox and she tried, she think she will walk back to her room right away. But after she took the mail, and there's another lady call her back, and they both talk and sit and talk. The second floor, that's her room, get the soup would boil, burn, smoke everywhere, and alarm and everything. She still did not remember that's her. She walked to the floor and she said, "What happened? What happened?" And there was a lady said, "You make and she, you know, I can see her face turn right away. I can see her scary. But I come and I put my hand on her shoulder. Don't worry, it's not a big deal. We already turned the stove and not a problem. Then she followed me to walk downstairs. But a lot of people, a lot of senior at that time, tried to come to, you know, to let her know that's your problem, your mistake. It's already a mistake. But the more you said this, the more you just make people more scary. The burning there is not a problem, but the burning inside of each of us is a big problem. So try to see things simple as we can. Then we will feel more comfortable, more relaxed, more happy. Actually, no one can give us the happiness, even the Buddha or Jesus or God. As long as we know how to remove something away from our heart and we see space. There are so many things in our garage we are unable to walk. You need to take a day off to make some clear out. You dump garbage a little bit, you give out a little bit, you garage sale a little bit, and you can see an empty garage. But we are unable to do that if we're not sitting down and to see what we need to do. So desire, everyone we have. I have a desire too. We all have something we want. I want to help others. That's why when I'm able to help, I'm happy. I want to do that. That's why if I am able to do it, I'm happy. But we need to be very mindful on our desire. We need to understand how much capacity we have in order to create our desire. Our stomach unable to take a lot of food, but if we overeat, it's not delicious anymore. Now it's become something very heavy, very tired for our belly, our stomach. We need to, Vietnamese people used to say, our eyes are bigger than our stomach. Sometimes we are not that hungry, but we take a lot because we think we are very hungry. But actually, just a few bites, we get full. And sometimes the food that we did not like, the taste is not as the same as we think. It's a wrong perception. So the Buddha gave a very simple teaching for this man. Buddha, I want happiness. Well, first remove your I. Remove the word I, because that is ego. Second thing you can do, remove want, because that's desire. You can see happiness. You only left over with the word happiness. To be honest is one of the beautiful ways to practice about non-self. Honest of what? Honest to accept that is our mistake. Because only when we accept that we wrong, then we will receive the teaching, the correction, in order to make us more beautiful. You know, most of the time, we are unable to accept. Oh, because of, we always have the word, you know why I did that? Because I have a reason. You know why I'm late? Because that's me all the time. Usually, you know, in the United States, lot of traffic jam. So I promise I will come to this place at that time, and I never come on time. And every time when I step in and say, oh, I'm sorry everyone because the traffic, I use the advantage of the traffic to excuse. I always try to reflect on what I have done. Because if we honestly do recognize something negative in us, we are willing to correct, and the humble, the respect, the beautiful show in our daily life. And sometimes we don't have to giving lecture, but by the way we live, by the way we act every day, it's already a beautiful Dhamma talk. It's already a beautiful way to lecture people. We need to remember, in Buddhism, there are three ways to teach people. You can teach people by the way you talk, by giving lecture, giving Dhamma talks. You can give lecture, you can teach people in the way you behave, the way you react. You can teach people in the way you think. Three ways to teach. If we are able to be honest, be humble, to love, to care for others, and those are all the methods, they are all the techniques to help us to let go of the of our self, and we will come to the non-self, no self, no self, but we are everywhere. Everywhere there is us. I am like this, that's why I won't do this. I am the teacher, so I cannot, you know, doing. No. You are the teacher, but sometimes you have to be a student. The teacher doesn't mean you know everything. Student doesn't mean they know nothing. Sometimes student can be a teacher. Like, you know, now, I can teach the young monks Buddhism, but they have to teach me computer. They are my computer teacher. I know nothing about the technology. A few days ago, I had a problem with my Vietnamese fonts in my computer. I cannot do any correction, any writing. During the day, I have to stop working because I need to wait for Brother Peter to come back home and fix me. And sometimes it's problem during the night. I do not dare to call him to wake up to do. I have to do something else. You know? Yeah, they are my teacher, my computer teacher. So we are learning from each other. And if we're able to see that, if we're able to see that, we are open our heart. We can embrace a lot of people in many ways. The husband and the wife can be the friend. You do not come to each other just only a sense of love. You are not coming to each other just the love, but also the way to respect, the understanding, and you are the friends on the path. And a friend willing to accept something very hard to accept from the other friend. That is a truly friend. The Buddha gave 7 ways to recognize who are your true friend. And one of the ways is a friend willing to accept you, willing to help you to correct, willing to be there for you when you need. And not because of your possessions, and your friend never there to correct you. Husband and wife can use loving speech to each other. Because if we don't use loving speech, that is a very negative lecture that we taught directly to our kids. Very important. And we have no respect for each other. Very hard for us to get communication and to live longer together. Before I, before we finish tonight's Dhamma talk, I would like to share with you a story. There was a young monk who dreamt. And this is what he dreamt. He saw that the five fingers fighting to each other. The thumb said, you know, I am number one. Because people use me every time when they want to praising someone, they want to show someone is perfect, they will do like this. That means I am first. I am the most important finger in the five. The pointing finger said, no, you are not. I am the most important finger of all, because you see, every time when people to correct someone, to point someone, they need to use me. You better listen to me. You better do this, you better do that. So you see, I am the most important. The middle finger said, no, I am the one that's important of all. If you put five fingers together, do you see that I am the tallest one? So that means I am the highest, I am the best, I am the best. The index finger say, no, none of you, me. What is the most important in life? Wedding day. And what people put, what finger that people exchange the ring? They put the ring in that finger to show that they are married. And you see that I am the important. That is a happy day of a human, a humankind. So I am the most important of the five. The middle, the last, the very smallest finger said, please keep quiet. None of you important. I am the most important. You know why? Because I close to the Buddha than all of you. If you don't believe me, join your hands, join your palms. Now, do you see this one close to the Buddha? Right? So, five of them try to fight each other and think which one is the most important. And the young monk awake. He looked at his hands and he put hands together and he said, none of you are the most important. All of you are important because all of you stay in one hand. Did you understand the story? We are important, but not the most, not the perfect one. We are together. If somebody come in the temple and say, Thai, you know what? Michael is a lovely young monk. Do you think I'm happy? Yes, even they praising Michael. But Thai is happy because I can see Michael is Thai. But Michael is good, not only him, but everybody else also can benefit. Do you remember last week I shared about a story about the man who tried to give the flower to the whole village to plant? So later on, the whole village have same flower and everybody can enjoy the fragrance of the flower, not only one temple. One person doing good, the whole community benefits. One person in a family practice, the whole family benefits. One beautiful word we speak, that make a lot of people happy. Do you remember? A tree can make millions of matches, but one match can burn the whole forest. One tree cut down can make lot and lot of matches, but only one match can burn the whole forest. One single word able to make people happy. Also, one single unmindful words may make the whole community, the whole country suffer. So today, according to the story that I share with the brothers and the sisters, it's not only for you, for me, for all of us, to remember the story, to remember this and apply this into our daily life. We are almost celebrating the Thanksgiving Day. Is this week? Yeah. Thanksgiving. Thanks for giving. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to love, to share, to practice. This is the day that we can declare, I thank you for something you have done for me. Thank you for the time that I very down, you are there for me. It's not only just a day that we come together and eat, but a day for us to reflect how we show our thankful. How to show our thank. I used to share with the young monks, you want to thank Thay, all you need to do is live happy and practice. It's a big gift for Thay already. And remember, even Thay is not home, but you know that every step you walk, everything you do, you are on behalf of Thay. And even I'm not home, but I also in you, because you have practiced according to what I share, what I taught. So we celebrate the Thanksgiving. We need to think about the husband, the wife, the children. Thank you for being my husband. Thank you for being my wife, a lovely husband. Because you have come to my life and make me happy. You have given me smile. You have given me what is called love. Without you, I never experienced what is called love. So there is nothing, there is no way that we can say something against that or something that hurt our husband or hurt our wife. Thank you for being one of my brother, my sister, in my practice life. I'm very happy to see you every time when we have a chance to. Thank you for your listening. Thank you for your practice. Thank you everything you have done for the community, for yourself, and for the family. I do thank a lot for all the members who have put all the efforts, all their work, to for the sake of the others. And if we're able to live for the sake of others, that is one of the way to express how we thankful for life. Enjoy your long weekend. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Can we sing a song before we finish? Can we sing a song, Happiness Is Here and Now?
Happiness is here and now. I have thought my worries. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. I don't need to hurry. Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Somewhere to go, something to do, but no need to hurry. Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. No longer in a hurry. Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Somewhere to go, something to do, but no need to hurry.